In today's Mishnah, we'll learn the 9th and final Mishnah from the 26th Perek Masech Kalim, and then we'll begin the 27th Perek. The Mishnah begins, Or Shuhu Tameh Midras. So we're dealing here with a piece of leather that has been used, for example, as a mat. A Zav has sat on it and made it an Avatumah. So the Mishnah says, V'chishav alav l'rutzu'ot u'lasandalim. An individual thought here, this is good quality leather, I'd like to use it to make straps or sandals. Mishnah says, Kivan shnatan bo ha'izmal tahor. As soon as the person has put a knife to this piece of leather, it is no longer tameh, it is completely tahor. That is because now it is simply considered the material of an unfinished product and therefore not even susceptible to tumah. So it's completely tahor. Havachachamim omrim chachamim said no, that would not make it tahor. Ad shiyim a'atenu pachot michamisha tvachim, unless its size, meaning it's been cut down to be less than 5 tvachim, which is the minimum size for it to be susceptible to this form of tumah. In other words, chachamim said this small ma'aseh, the small act of adding a knife to it, is not significant enough. It needs a ma'aseh rabbah, a more significant act. In other words, reduce it down to less than 5 tfachim. Rebbe Elazar bar Rebbe Tzadok Omer. Rebbe Elazar bar Tzadok says, Af ha'oseh mit pachat min ha'or. Even if someone made a small towel from or shmata from this piece of leather, it would still be tmea, it would still retain its tumat midras. Why? That is because its form has not really changed. It was a flat piece of leather, and it's still a flat piece of leather, so therefore it is still retains its tumah. However, if it's min ha-keset, if it's coming from a pillow, a leather pillow that was tameh midras, and you change it now, you cut out a piece of leather from it to make this mitpachat, then it is tahora, because it's now we have a different form, it's like a new kli, and therefore it's now susceptible to tumah from this point onwards, but it is actually tahor. Kati goes into great length in terms of trying to understand what Rebbe Elazar bar Tzadok means by saying af, but that's really, this next mission is a long one, so I'll leave that for you further study. Mishnah says, Habegen mitameh mishum chamisha shemot, meaning there are 5 different forms in which a beged can be susceptible to tumah. And I'll mention them briefly, but we'll sort of be revising it as we go along. The first is, if it's a klikibul, meaning a fabric that is fashioned in a way that it can act as a container, a receptacle, then it is susceptible to tumah in one way. And that is important, for example, because then it wouldn't matter the size of it. Even if it's very small, it'd be susceptible to tumah. Next is, it's also susceptible to tumah midras. So in other words, again, if it's designed cut in a way that it's for someone to sit or lie upon, then it could become another tumah, like we've been explaining. The difference between that form is it's only susceptible to tumah if it's 3x3 tvachim. Next, if it acts as an ohel, meaning if it's a covering a met, I mean a corpse, it would become tameh, I should say, as well. That's machloket if it's a small amount or it has to be tefach by tefach. And the next form is a rig, if it is woven. So, for example, if a belt is woven, it is susceptible to tumah, even if it doesn't have the regular shear or the regular size of a beged, the minimum size of a beged, which we'll discuss as the next point. And also, if this fabric is used as a beged, as clothing, then it is susceptible to tumah if it is 3x3 etzba'ot. Now, we've just learned a whole sweep of new concepts. We know about kli kibul. We've kind of mentioned ohel ha'met, and we've discussed tumat midras at length. But we're learning these 2 new concepts of arig and beged. So the Mishnah says, if we're dealing with a fabric, in all these 5 forms, it can be tameh. A sack, if it's just sackcloth, then it's only 4. So we'd be excluding tameh mishum beged, which is meaning that if it's like a garment, it has to be 3x3. Next is ha'or. If it's leather, it can only become tameh in 3 of these forms, because leather cannot be woven. So therefore, we strike that from the list. Ha'etz, if it's wood, it becomes tameh mishum shnaim, only 2 forms. What are we striking from our what's remaining? That is, we strike out the, if it's an ohel, acting as an ohel. And the final one is a kli cheres, earthenware kli, is only susceptible to tumah in 1 form, and that is if it is a kli kibul, acting as a container, formed like a container. The Mishnah now goes reverse and explains how, in more detail, what we've already explained. So it says, Kli cheres, if it's earthenware vessel, metameh mishum kibul. Now the Mishnah is explicitly explaining what I've explained in the beginning, which is that if it's formed like a receptacle, like a container, it is susceptible to tumah, meaning it has to be a beit kibul, has to be fashioned in a way that can contain something. So kol she'ein lo toch bekli cheres, ein lo acharayim, meaning that it is not susceptible to tumah. Kadi says here that it's not clear why this extra detail is brought, but again, I'll have to leave that for your own further study. There's a lot to get through. Musaf alav etz. So if we're talking about a kli made of wood, not only is it tameh if it can act as if it's shaped, fashioned like a receptacle, but also shum tameh mishum moshav. So shum moshav meaning if it's like a seat, a chair, or something that's been again designed for sitting upon, it can is susceptible to tumat midras. V'chen tavla she'ein la lizbez bekli etz tmea. Similarly, that we shouldn't find by kicheres, if we're talking about a simple board that does not have a rim around the edge of it, so it doesn't look like it has a beit kibul, if it's wooden, it is still susceptible to tumah. What would that be? That would be, for example, a table. A table doesn't have to have a rim around the edges for it to be susceptible to tumah if it's made of wood, and that is because it has a tsurat kli, it's fashioned like a kli. Or bikli cheres. However, a tavla, a simple tray that does not have an edge around it, when it comes to kicheres, is not susceptible to tumah. Let's continue. Musaf alei alav. So we can add upon not just tumat midras and beit kibul, but also when it comes to leather, musaf alav haor, shu tameh mishum ohalim. Meaning, if the tent roof is made of leather, even if it's fixed to the ground, this tent, and there's a corpse inside the tent, then the leather would become tameh. However, that is not the case when it comes to wood, because as we learned back in Masechta Shabbos, kol yotze min ha'etz eino metameh tumat ohalim. Chutz mipishtan, but leave that aside. However, if it is talush, meaning if it's not attached to the ground, we're dealing with a piece of wood, then it would become tameh mishumat tumat ohalim. So we're talking about the distinction here between leather and wood, is that if this ohel is fixed to the ground. Next, musaf alav hasak. Additional form in which sackcloth can become susceptible to tumah that you don't find by leather, shuhu metameh, meaning it can become tameh mishum arig, meaning if it's something woven like a belt, then it is susceptible to tumah. And we don't find that by leather, meaning even if you cut small strips of leather and weave it into a belt, it would not be susceptible to tumah. Musaf alav beged, we find by other fabrics like wool and linen, shu metameh, that it is susceptible to tumah, mishum beged, meaning that it itself, if it is just simply 3x3 etzbaot, fingers width, that alone would make it susceptible to tumah, which you don't find by sackcloth. So a piece of beged that small, and you also don't find it by any other materials we mentioned in this Mishnah. Those are the Mishnah today.